This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today, as we have earlier indicated, is a very special day for us, the faithful of the Catholic Diocese of Ndola. The Lord brought us to this place to celebrate three important events. Firstly, the diocesan pilgrimage to St. Teresa Mission here in Benga, which is the resting place of the founding father of the Catholic Diocese of Ndola, Bishop Francis Constantino Massieri. And secondly, today we are celebrating, as the diocesan family, the 60th anniversary of the creation of our diocese. And thirdly, as we have already also indicated, following the proposal of the Holy Father Pope Francis, we are launching at diocesan level the celebration of the Extraordinary Mission Month of October. Therefore, I would like to take a few minutes and say a few words on these important events we are celebrating today. Wamina name li Kristo ngefe twishive uskumwale ubukankala kulifwe na lesana tulonganya fakuti tusefie imilandu itatu ikalamba mulandu wakubalila pona tuitu mpango wonse mulwendo lwa chisumino ukulisafika kuna kuminshoni ukualala shkofu wakubalila po wa ino diocese. Icha mwili chitulongenye ngepetuso serekale tulese kenyaka iskiste ya pita hapo ino diocese ashi mpilwa icha kutatu icha kulekele shako ukonkana na shifu Papa Francisco fiatu konkomeshe ukuti la unomweishi wa Oktoba wa unomwaka 2019 tulese fia umweishi wa ukombe umusango wa ibela eicho ndefwa ya mkwe ipifia ukoso sako fia utumashuitu nono pali tulese fia mushukubwa lelo hapo nde mwona hapa tutangirida mkusosa na wasosa mashuri ayalinga pamulandu wa 60 years wa diocese wesu mshawekele mwona kabili mkusosa timofine na la perera mkulanda pali vivintu vivili fya shala ko pilgrimage wa lelo no mweshu wa ukombe. What could be the spiritual significance of this pilgrimage of today? As we all know very well, a pilgrimage is a movement from one point to another. Embarking oneself on a pilgrimage is a reminder that our life here on earth is like being a traveler, being on a journey, and our journey is towards heaven. We do not have a fixed abode here on earth, but our home is heaven. Thus we read from the scriptures, the apostle Saint Peter exhorts us in his first letter by saying, I urge you, my dear friends, as strangers and nomads, to keep yourselves free from the disordered natural inclinations that attack the soul. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. And St. Paul, in his part, also affirms that our homeland is heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. And praising the faith of our ancestors, the author of the letter to the Hebrews reminds us that, in fact, they were longing for a better homeland, their heavenly homeland. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, as we live as pilgrims on earth, there is a mindset to adopt and a lifestyle to maintain. This is what today's pilgrimage is urging us to realize. The second significance of this pilgrimage is that, like any other pilgrimage, it is a moment of encounter with God. During the pilgrimage, we pray. During the pilgrimage, we receive sacraments, like the sacrament of penance and reconciliation, the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. And during a pilgrimage, we listen to the Word of God. Through these spiritual goods that Christ entrusted to his church, we have been granted an opportunity today to have a real and profound experience of God. And thirdly, a pilgrimage can be an act of penance in reparation for the sins confessed. Hence, it's my hope and prayer that today's pilgrimage will enable us to repent all the sins committed against God, sins committed against one another, and sins committed against the diocese. And at the same time, to resolve to begin a new way of living as a family in our respective parishes and institutions. Ito tule chitolwa ndo lwa chisumino. Buka mkala nshulwa ndo lwa chisumino. Winga kwa ata kuliba ifwe. Pako walila po. Ulwa ndo lwa chisumino. Ngefyo mundu onso ulipalu endo. Alefuma kunche nde imo. Aleya kunche nde imbi. Efe nakuli ifewe inefe wa kristiani. Ulwendo lwa chisumino. Lwa kutuivu kishokuti la mubu umibuwe supano chalo. Tuwa mapalu endo. Ulwa kufumamuni chino chalo. No kubwele la kuchifulo. Kulilesa uwa tumumba. Echo na mmashu ya kwa lesa. Tulaberenga pakutila tuwaivu kishabwino wino uimulandu. Petelo muri Galata 1 tanshi mu chapter 2 verse 11 ala tuibu kishokuti lapo twabave ni pano chalo kanshi na tutalukeko kulivyonse ifitututikisha mwili Yesu mikalile Yesu ivyonse ifitutalusha kunema cha kwalesa na Paulo na oi nemkulemba kuve na Filipi chapter 3 verse 20 na wale utuivu kishokuti laifu echifulo Yesu ni kumulu yeko name nso Yesu ya tonta mkulolela umulu ushi uli no kuwela ngefi antulaine na mkulekele shanga tuwabelenga muni kalata kuwe na Hebrew na hui nekalemba hui kalata ale utuivu kisha nukulanda ukuti la ifwe chifulo Yesu icha chishin kaicho tusuvila nikumulo ukwaba shifwe. Echo kanchi tulei ukishamushku wale loifo bonso kutila. Muli nolo endoloachi sumino tulei kishamushku wale lo. Tulei kabilogu tola manwa ya pia. Nemi kadilei pia. Pakutila nero tulei fumakuno. Tuye tulange kutulei uelela kumapali shezi Yesu, kumayanda Yesu. Ukuti la kwena ichifulo te kuno. Ichifulo chesu. Nikumulo. Icha bubili chikankala pamulandu wa lwendo lwa chisumino cha kutila. Muli lwendo lwa chisumino. Mwa beshu uko iya kukumana na lesa. Udi tule salika. Udi tule poken sakramenta. Nere tule umfa kuishu ili akwe. Nile somu ine tule kumana na mkwe. Ebu kankala wa lwendo lwa chisumino. Kabirina mkulekele shati tuatilo rendo lwa chisumino luka nkala. Pandrula tuafu wako nukula pila. Ukuwe kishanya nalesa. Ifo bonse munshila imone hivye tuwaliponte la lesa. Munshila imone hivye tulaponte la avantu vanensu. Na munshila imone hivye tulavithia na kudidaosi suesu we. Eicho kuno vushiku vwaku ikishanya, vushiku vwaku lapila. Let me now say a few words on the launch of the Extraordinary Mission Month. On the 22nd of October in 2017, Pope Francis called for an extraordinary missionary month to be celebrated this month of October 2019, with the aim of fostering an increased awareness of the Missio ad Gentes and taking up again with renewed fervor the missionary transformation of the Church's life and pastoral activity. The Pope further shared the conviction of the Second Vatican Council of Fathers that even now, as in the past, the Church sent by Christ to reveal and to communicate the love of God to all men and nations is aware that there still remains an enormous missionary task for her to accomplish. The Supreme Pontiff also echoed the exhortation of St. Pope John Paul II that the Church should undertake a renewed missionary commitment in the conviction that missionary activity renews the Church, revitalizes faith and Christian identity, and offers fresh enthusiasm and new incentive. Faith is actually strengthened when it is given to others. As Catholic Diocese of Undola, we actualize the Pope's invitation to celebrate the Extraordinary Mission Month by declaring 2019 Year of the Mission under the theme Looking for the Lost Sheep. Therefore, it is in response to the call of the Holy Father Pope Francis that today we are launching at diocesan level the celebration of the Extraordinary Mission Month of October 2019. Mukukonga na shifo Papa Francisco chali mwaka wa 2017 elwa sokolwele pange ili akutila muli uno mweshi wa October 2019 tulino kusefia umweshi wa bukombe musango wa ibela nebyale sokolwele pange shifo Papa ali tuibuikisha mashuwa ya kalamba ya kutila nimu kubili kishembi la nsuma nimu kuivu kisho kutubwebu itebo yesu tuwa itu wako emo tule fukulu ila nobu umiwa eklesia kabili emo tule fukulu ila nomuli mwa eklesia kabili shifu papa pamukumo inelo ale sokololoa ipangeli ya kusefio mweshu wa mkombe msango wa ibela atu imu kishana mashuia kwa papa munankwe umuyashi no mtakatifu paulo walenga bubili ukutila na chilinga kabili chefu wa ipa muka mpampa ukutifuwa kristiani tufukulule umuli mwesu wa mkombe mkushini kisho kutila nimukubomba fyo yumulimo wa mukombe emmo tulepa kamishane chisumino chesu emmo tule fukulu ila no bumi wa eklesia kabili emmo tule ilangi lano kutila tuli ba kristiani nimukubomba umulimo wa mukombe na shifu papa paulo yohani paulo walenga bubili asoseleno kutila ichisumino chikosa fye idio tule chipela kuli bambi emulimo wa mukombe the theme of the extraordinary mission month as proposed by Pope Francis is baptized and sent Christ's church on mission in the world as the second Vatican Council had to confirm and affirm It is because God wants all people to be saved that the church is ever on mission on every continent until the coming of the Lord Jesus at the end of time. Na shifu papa mkula nina pamu ishuwa mkombe odulese na musango wa ivela atusalile no mtoele ashiwa kutibu kishokutila nimu kubatishiwa Emo tuwa tuminuwa ngenkombe, ishako wa Kristu, ishako ya tule vile mbila nsuma kuchalo chonse. Ne chini pa kufikirisha, ipa ngeri ya kwa lesa mkulu ili kalamba, ili ya kufuwa yoku pususha umuntu fia onse. Aba aliko kunu maesu, fueva lipo palidelo, naba kesa kuntachi. Waka kusuka nga chakutila umulimo wa mukombe watu alilila echo twapokela uyu mulimo kupitila mu lubatisho in today's gospel reading we heard about the return of the 72 disciples from the mission to proclaim the good news that Jesus himself had been proclaiming to them the disciples expressed an immeasurable happiness as they gave an account of their missionary experience. A short time earlier, we read in Luke chapter 9, verses 1 to 6, Jesus had sent out the 12 apostles, those who would become, we can say, his first priests. But to share the gospel was not meant to be the task of priests alone, not at all. And that is why he had to send 72 others. The harvest is abundant, he said, but the laborers are few. Jesus not only instructed the disciples to pray to God to send more laborers. But he was showing them one way the Father responds to that prayer, and that is by sending them out as laborers for his harvest of souls. Therefore, just as the Lord Jesus in this gospel scene sent out basically everyone he had So today, he wants each one of us to comprehend the fact that he intends to send us out as well. Mumbina nsumaya lelo tuachumfwa ukole Kristu baliatumine abasole na wabafundwa 72 babwela kumulimo abatumineko wakubire mbila nsuma ati babwela nensanse shikalamba nero talatuma abantu abafundwa 72 pakubala abajile pokutuma baliabe 12 abasole abo tuingatira lindi abapatiri bakubalira nomba Kristu mukutuwafu wako huku mfuwa kutila umulimo wabu kombe umulimo wabu vile mbila nsumate umulimo wabu patiri veka echo ta pelele fie mukutuma baliabe 12 iyo alunda pona bambi abashari bevu baliabe 12 pamuti chimoneki okutila mulimo wabo nse mulimo wesu bonse mulandu inene yati la ifya kusepa fingi le lwaba bonti bena ba non Kristu tafundile fya basole okutila bale salika akusali keni pamuti romu inefisabo atume na bambi aba kusepa tachipelele ke muku bafundo okusalika lero alunda po noku batuma pakutila filafi ine male esali kilapo nabo bene fibakume nabo bene na betwa baye mukubile mbila nsuma echo kanshi muku mfwa mashuya mbila nsuma yale chile tuivu kishafi okutila nifwe bene kwe balipole elo kwe balepende lwa pali bali abantu 72 na pali bali abenye abe 12 12 epo tulepende lwa na ifwe bene Kristu alefo ayatuiluke usiku wa lelo ukuti na ifwe bene alefo ayokutuma. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this year of the mission is crucially important for us to grasp that our willingness to pass on the faith is a sign of whether we really have faith and are living it. In his first encyclical letter called The Light of Faith, Pope Francis said very powerfully that those who have opened their hearts to God's love, heard his voice, and received his light, cannot keep this gift to themselves. The word, once accepted, becomes a response, a confession of faith, which spreads to others and invites them to believe. We are part of that beautiful chain of witnesses, binding us all the way back to Christ and the first 72 he sent out. Whether others become part of that chain depends on whether we do our part like those ahead of us did. Pamunina nemuli unomu akawabu kombe. Chiri chikankalo kutila tuiluke. Kabili tusuminishe uyumuli mo Kristu ale tuita kawabu kombe. Nimuku ipelesha. Muku bombo muli mo wabu kombe wakubile mbila nsuma. Emo tuinga muena angachaku chila ichachi nechi netu alibane chisumino. Nukutila angachachi nechi ne. Tulekala nefye chichi nechisumino tuwabana cho nchilela ndapo. Echale ngele na shifu papa umowi ne Francisco ili alembele kalata waku bali la pofi panu maya kumusonda nga papa. Ala ndile pamulandu wachisumino mkusunti nkana nomulimo wabu kombe. Nukwivu kishokuti ila hobo nse haba apokele la Kristu. Haba apokele neshu hili hakwe. Tetwe kalefe panshi na kadia. Ukwa avula ukuya vale alasha. Ijichi inechi sumino nebili neshu hili va apokele la. St. John Paul II, in his pastoral plan for the third Christian millennium, published in 2001, said that the priority for the church at the dawn of the new millennium is the work of evangelization. He further stressed that we must rekindle in ourselves the impetus of the beginnings and allow ourselves to be filled with the ardor of the apostolic preaching that followed Pentecost. We must revive in ourselves the burning conviction of St. Paul, who cried out, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. This passion will not fail to stir in the church a new sense of mission, which cannot be left to a group of specialists, but must involve the responsibility of all the members of the people of God. Those who have come into genuine contact with Christ cannot keep him for themselves. They must proclaim him. St. John Paul II continued saying, a new apostolic outreach is needed, which will be lived as the everyday commitment of Christian communities and groups. Now the first question is, how are we to carry out this apostolate of sharing the gospel that Christ gives us today? Through the gospel passage about the mission of the 72 disciples in Luke chapter 10, that's where we read the gospel today, Jesus gave three principles that are valid even today. Firstly, Jesus sent the 72 out with a message which had two elements in it: peace and the kingdom of God is at hand. And the two elements go together. The peace they were to announce was precisely the peace that Jesus had been preaching. Peace with God through the forgiveness of the sins by which human beings cut themselves off from God. The way to enter into that peace and into God's kingdom is to allow the Lord to be the King of one's thoughts and actions. Secondly, Jesus sent them out with a certain package for that message as well. They were sent out as lambs in the midst of wolves, and not wolves in the midst of lambs. They were sent to propose the gospel in a compelling way to the people and not to impose anything. They were to proclaim the gospel with confidence, but with meekness. They were not called to proclaim it with force of weapons or the power of threats, but with the persuasive power of their faith, goodness, and holiness. That was why Jesus instructed them to go out with no purse, no bag, no sandals. They were sent out two by two, even though they could have covered twice as much ground if they had been sent out individually. But he did so in order to show through their interaction with each other the love and forgiveness that is at the heart of the gospel. And the third principle that Jesus was sending them out as lambs of God among wolves with the message of a true revolution. The kingdom of God is among you, he taught them to proclaim. Here we need to think back to the context. The 72 were sent to proclaim this kingdom at one of the times of greatest strength in the Roman Empire, an empire that did not take well any challenges to its authority. It was in such an environment the 72 ordinary disciples of Christ were commissioned as ambassadors of a different kind of a kingdom, a different type of allegiance, the kingdom of God. Likewise, Jesus' disciples in every age are sent out to proclaim the priority of the kingdom of God, a priority they are supposed to be modeling and not merely mouthing. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today Jesus wants to send each one of us out for the mission with the same message, the same packaging, and the same priority of the kingdom of God. Every single Christian is called to be a missionary. Maybe a few of us to faraway lands which have never heard the gospel, and the rest of us to our own locals, where although people have heard of Jesus and have been baptized, they really haven't lived according to the gospel received. The Lord needs us all to live up to this vocation and mission, because there is such a harvest waiting and a few who are harvesting. And how is the Lord calling us practically to evangelize today? Paminane natumfa wino wino kutila Kristu muli buno bushikwa letu ibukisha ubuite bwesu bwa bukombe nomba ndefo aya kusondwelela mukusosa mumusango nshi tulina okubombela mwoyo mulimo wa bukombe mukuchita chinshi mukuchita shani pandwe tuleka bila okusenda ilo twalafu makuno. How is the Lord calling us practically to evangelize today? Number one, it is by the way we live true Christian lives. Back in 1975, when Pope Paul VI wrote his great encyclical on evangelization, he said, "Above all, the gospel must be proclaimed by witness. Take a Christian or a handful of Christians who, in the midst of their own community, show their capacity for understanding and acceptance, their sharing of life and destiny with other people, their solidarity with the efforts of all for whatever is noble and good. Through this wordless witness, these Christians stir up irresistible questions in their hearts of those who see how they live. Questions like, why are they like this? Why do they live in this way? What or who is it that inspires them? Why are they in our midst? Such a witness is already a silent proclamation of the gospel, and a very powerful and effective one. All Christians are called to this witness, and in this way they can be real evangelizers. Nishila yako bagila poma mnina aneo trino kuwambe la mamuli mawabu kombe mkukonka na nefya asosele papa na umbi paulo walenga 6 ni mkupela kukambone. Nashifwe papa paulo walenga 6 aleti la ngomawabulo umu kristiani umo. Nangu wakali mumbaka anonu waka wa kristiani. Mwaya kabika paka jikava senshi. Ifyo mumi wabu wakulala angaba wa senshi. Hawa senshi paka tampoku hii bushavene. Bushava bantu baba shani. Chinshi wa chitile hindi musangoye. Ifu pusene kona ifwe. Waka kuata me bushwa yengi. Muku mwona fye ifyo wa kristiani wale ikala. Nefyo wale chita. Nangu tabale sosa nangu chimo. Na mwuri yu musango shifo papa paolo walenga 6 aleti ila. Ninshila imo ikalamba. Iyo tulino kubili la mwembi la msuma. Umusango tule ikalilamo. Mumaya nda Yesu. Mufitente fiesu. Mumachitomo tubomba. Na konsoko tule sango. Aba le tumona. Bale tumona shani. E musango wakubali la pouka lamba. Tulino kuya tule vili la mwembi la msuma. The second means to straight the faith is one-on-one by friendship. When we look at the way Jesus spread the faith, sometimes he did it with vast preaching and miracles before the masses. But much of his work was done on one-on-one basis. As he did in calling the apostles, for example, he called them one by one. He reached to them individually. Or interacting with people like Nicodemus, like Zacchaeus, like the Samaritan woman, Simon the Pharisee, and his friends in Bethany, and many more. Jesus went to talk to them one by one. Inshira imbi wa mnina ane, yotrino kuya trevili la mwembi la ansumanga tuafuma kuno. Musa ngo twalata mpoku sende la mwa mnine efwe. Apo tulino kulunga ma. Tatu wakalolele wantu wakalongane ngefi tulongene kuno. Ewa tuwambu kushimikila ngefi ndechita. Vambi tukalata biloku bakonka umo umo. Mukula nshane na vo. Na muku kutika kufye vale pitamo. Nga tuwa kutika kufyo wale pitamo. Tuwa lanshanya na abobu ino wino. Muku wavikwile mbila nsumaya kwa Kristu. Tuwa labwe shaba mnine tuwa abo. emutoweli ashitwa ipele nga diocese muli uno mwaka wa bukombe mukufwa yempande sharuba tureka biro kushikonka umushalu bila imoimo tatwa kalorele shikabwele shikese lungana pamo elo tukale bile mbina somo mwempanga sharuba bila nomba mwabwela umfweni nga tashibwele Eti tuleka vilo kubakonka umo umo. Umo balu vila. Umo umo. Ngefe na Kristu limoli mbamu abantu wale landa na umo umo. And finally, we should be creative and use all means available to us to share our faith with others. We cannot forget we are in the computer age. The correct way of utilizing the social media can help us to spread the gospel. The correct way and maximizing the use of our radio channel, for example, will help us spread the gospel. Taking advantage of the Catholic television studios that we now have can help us to spread the gospel. Therefore, we are simply saying, let us take advantage of the means of communication that are there today. In today's gospel passage, the 72 disciples returned from their mission of evangelization, rejoicing at the power of Jesus they experienced. Jesus replied that what they should be most happy about is that their names are written in heaven. We are all beloved children of God. Just as those to whom God sends us are also beloved to him. Therefore, God wants more than our names to be written in heaven. He wants us to experience the eternal peace of his kingdom, of which we are able to have only a small foretaste here on earth. Mumbira nsuma ya lero to achumfwa ati bamine mpo balya babwela mkubira mbira nsuma nensanse shikalamba na Kristo abebo kutira musansa muke te bamulandwa kutira mwali ya chite bisungusho lero echa mashina yenu ya lembwa mmolo na Kristo echa lefu ayo kutoya mushku mwalero te kulembwa afya mashina mmulu fwebe netwashala Kristu alefwa ya ifwe vene ukuya sonda ubusuma bwamu fumu bwamu mulu. Ensa nzale tuitako. Isho tukapo kirela panu mayaku gombo imu lima wabu gombe. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we now continue with our Eucharistic celebration, let us ask the same Jesus Christ who commissions us anew today as ambassadors of the gospel to strengthen us by his body and blood so that we might live in communion with him, experience the power that comes from that bond, go out with courage to bring others into that same life-saving union, and so that together we may experience all that God has in store for us. Mnina nino matukonka nyepo chita chaminsa. Namuli chichita chaminsa na tulombe kuli Kristu ine ule tumachipia chipia mshkubale elo atukoshe ukupitila mun sakramenta ya lukaristia tuwala apoka pakuti latuwe umonankwe ukuba umonankwe utulepo kama lukalistia pakuti latusonde na amaka yakwe ngefe bamunyine efe bali ya 72 basondele amaka yakwe babwela nensansa efe na efe bene tulelomba Kristo muchita chami nse chalelo tumukumanyoyo Kristo atukoshe ngatube na amaka aya kukusha na bamunyine efe bambi abashele. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. That is why God has chosen us. Let us roll up our sleeves and go to work. Amen.